All right, tell us about the time you went to someone's wedding, and at the wedding you realized, oh, man, these two, I don't think these two are going to make it. And maybe these people are still together, but you think, man, it is something bad, or probably a little bit easier for you if you just you saw it and you realized, you know, later they got divorced and you're like, yeah,
there could be like little signs along the way. There could be little things that you think maybe just don't sit right with you, or maybe you notice little things, or sometimes you could even go to a wedding and overhear things that you didn't know about the bride and groom for the first time.
Absolutely.
You think, like, I know that.
And I have one, and it wasn't either one of mine, although maybe I should have saw that. The actual weddings were great.
I was going to say, we didn't go to your weddings, but is there time for us to talk about how maybe we knew that it wasn't? No?
Did you think before I got married to, because you didn't know Heather before.
I didn't know you before you were married to Heather. You came in and you were newly married, but married to Heather. There were a few things.
So you thought
before
that.
Before the second.
Mm-hmm. Didn't think we were going to make it? I know you aren't wishing it, but maybe. You were worried that.
Couple things.
Yeah, okay, fair.
I can narrow it down if you'd like.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine with me. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, what did you see at someone's wedding where you knew, man, this couple isn't going to make it?
Yeah, so I was the best man at my brother's wedding, and I found out before the ceremony even happened that he had relations with one of the guests there. And the next day, I found out through, I'm sure as you could guess, my now ex-sister-in-law, that she actually spent the entire night by herself in their hotel room. He never showed up.
Oh, wow.
So he hooked up with somebody on their wedding day?
Yep. This was on their wedding day, their wedding night. He just never went to the room. He was out partying, being with whoever. He does have a track record of not being faithful.
That's next level.
All the signs were there.
So did he just meet somebody, like he went out to the bars and then met somebody? Or did he hook up with somebody that he knew or a part of the wedding? Like, who was this person?
Oh, this was somebody who, as like part of the friend group, like we would hang out every weekend all the time. It was like second nature.
Wow.
And so they hooked up before the wedding, like there was before the, I don't, I'm trying to figure this out.
This is blowing our minds.
Yeah. So like they're, but if somebody, did this person attend the wedding that he hooked up with?
Yep.
Dang.
I mean, no, I know it's your brother. He's a dog. The girl's also like knowing she's getting married and in the friend group, like, that's fine.
And he's the groom.
No, it's worse for him.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the whole thing, it's like, I can't. I don't.
Wow.
Wow.
Is your brother married now?
No. So they got divorced, I want to say, somewhere around two years ago.
Oh, wow. So they were married for a while. She didn't find out about it?
We believe that she didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see.
You know, she just kind of turned a blind eye. Mm-hmm. But eventually she was like, I'm not going to do this to myself.
I got you.
I'm worth more.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you, what did you have to say to him?
I'm not an angel in this, story at all.
I got you. All right, Jonathan.
I kept a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, Jonathan, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I read a lot of books like this. Mm-hmm. A lot of my fiction books that I read that are all just, as my husband calls them, trash.
Yeah.
smut.
Not so much the smut, but more just, okay. And I said, hey, how many books have you read this year? And he said, none. And I said, okay, quiet. Thank you
Zero.
So much. Thank you.
Zero.
I read what I want.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Matt, do you have a story about something you witnessed at a wedding, you're like, ooh, this isn't good?
I do, and I'm hesitant to give all details because at least one of them listens.
Okay.
Oh. At least.
So
we'll call them Tommy and Chessa.
I'm going to forget that.
Okay.
I just won't refer to names.
Okay. How'd you know their real names? So,
we were at the wedding, and the table I was sitting at, there were quite a few people there that when this thing happened, like everybody kind of got the same vibe. It was a little cringy. Ceremony was beautiful. Reception started off great. They did their dances. And then the groom went up. They had a live band. And the groom went up and decided to take the microphone and take the guitar from the guitar player.
Ugh, already cringing.
And had the bride stand just solo by herself in the middle of the dance floor. And he sang to her.
No way.
He should have been left right away.
And everybody was just like, I mean, it was full song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like 4 minutes, 4 minutes of just, oof. And it just felt forced. Everybody was just like, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't, like, she clearly looked awkward. Everybody was just like, oh, this is too odd. And yeah, it didn't work out.
Huh. Yeah. No, I can see that.
And it was obviously a love ballad that they...
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Just a song he knew how to play?
He's like, I can't talk.
I mean, it was more...
I guess
it would not have been... I would have maybe sang like a song that you would think of for a first dance. This one was... I cannot say the name of the song.
Okay, I get it.
I mean, can play it for you later.
It narrows it down pretty good.
It's a country song. It's a country song that's more like...
I got friends in low places. Okay.
It was not that one, but it was more
close.
Like... it's about a guy...
She got a honky-tonk.
But donkey-donk.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
There's only three country songs I really can think of. Yeah.
It was just, what he was singing was very much like, I'm appreciative that you love me and everything,
but
it was like, this would never be, I don't think a soul has ever used this as their first dance, except for maybe the dude that wrote it.
Okay. Can you tell us off the air?
I will play it for you off the air.
Perfect.
I definitely want to hear that off the air.
That's, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.